want to talk a little bit about the whole thing with Hurricane Katrina that happened last weekend and New Orleans. And I want you to perk up a little bit here. This is really, I think, pretty important. We are living, this is actually, you're living in a part of history right now, all of us, that you may not realize right now. And it's going to really go down in the history books. I mean, this event that happened this past week, depending on which historian writes about it and how they decide to write about it, once all the facts come out, is going to be on a scale equal to, possibly greater than, the Great Chicago Fire, the Great Earthquake in San Francisco. It's an enormous tragedy. It's huge. It's much bigger, I think, than any of us realize. And in fact, I got an email, finally, I've been waiting for an email to come out of Louisiana from somebody that was needing help. And I could not believe the email I received. And what I'm going to be doing, at least at my part, is I'm creating a special section on my website this weekend to try to help the people in New Orleans with advice on what they're going to have to do. And this is not only New Orleans, it's Mississippi, Alabama, the entire Gulf Coast, for all these people who have to go back in and try to clean up. The problem in New Orleans, of course, is that they have a toxic stew of water that has inundated all of these houses, and it's getting worse, and it's going to get a lot worse. And it's so incredible, you can't believe it. Now, what I'm trying to tell people, and I said this Thursday on that quadcast, is this is a time that separates, in my opinion, the men from the boys. And I don't mean to be sexist at all. What I'm trying to say here is that There are sheep and there are shepherds. And this is a time when we're looking for a bunch of shepherds. And what I mean is that we need people to go down there. I mean, I'm actually planning a trip myself. I'm getting ready to do it. If you want to participate, that's great. You can email me. I'm in the early planning stages. Here's the problem. If you were to go down there right now, I mean, I've been in situations like this. You could run down there this weekend. You could get in your car. You could drive down there. And you probably wouldn't get very far for all kinds of reasons. The biggest thing you have to realize is that the building materials that were down there, that were in warehouses, are probably all gone by now. That happened here in Cincinnati back in the mid-70s. I'll never forget when we had the big tornado outbreak, the one the day or so when the big one hit Xenia. Within 24 hours, all of the shingles in Cincinnati were gone. I mean, what happened is that following morning, the smart, savvy contractors, roofing contractors, went in and bought every single shingle because they knew that they would be able to control the market and control the pricing. So all of the lumber and everything's gone. So in other words, if you want to go down there to work, you're going to have to bring everything yourself. You're going to have to bring all your tools, all your materials. And if you were just to drive down there now, you'd kind of stick around and really you wouldn't be able to do anything. So now's the time that if you want to help those people down there, do what I'm going to do. Try to get in touch with people that you might know down there. Find and actually locate a neighborhood or a house or a family that you can help. And you become the foster family. You become the foster contractor. And you decide that you're going to help weatherproof and get a particular house protected before this winter. And that's actually what I'm going to try to do. We're going to try to do it with a couple of houses. I'm actually organizing it right now. So that is a way that you can become part of this incredible historic moment. Now, the other choice is to sit back and do nothing. Now, if you can't go down there, I understand, then maybe you're going to be able to dig deep into your pockets. And I mean, you have to give until it hurts. That's what real giving is giving until it hurts. And that's what is needed right now. This is an enormous situation. Before I came into the studio this morning, I was actually listening to a copy of a broadcast that the mayor of New Orleans gave, I think, yesterday, with CNN, and it was unbelievable. You can actually go to the CNN website and try to find it. And it really tells the truth, I believe, of what's going on down there. Don't be pointing fingers at the mayor down there at New Orleans. You know, guaranteed, maybe his plan was not as good as it could have been. But when you start to really find out what's going on with respect to all the lawlessness down there, it will shock you as to what really might be the cause of it. It's something that no one's actually talking about on television at all, or I haven't heard it yet. And he's really telling what's going on. And he's talking about how we can go to help the tsunami people, we can go to other parts of the world and help people, and we're not even really mobilizing as quickly as we can, at least in his mind, to really pour resources in down there. So we all need to help. We need to go down there, and the time is near. In other words, you need to start thinking about it now and planning a trip. And if I can help you, you just let me know. Okay, so that's my feelings about what's going on in New Orleans. It is so serious, and mark my word, it's really going to go down in the history books. You are living in a time that is quite unlike anything that we have ever gone through before in this country, at least not for a past 100 years or so. It's big. It's huge. So, and there is true suffering down there. So we need to go help those people. It's that simple. And we did a lot of it on Thursday, but we got a lot more to do.